Welcome to everybody. Thank you for turning up. My name is Joe Roberts. I live with my wife Helen in Fleetwood, Lancashire. I have six children, 16 grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, with another one on the way. I used to be a carpenter, but I have retired now. We're pretty ordinary people, law-abiding. We are not particularly political people. But if we see something happening which is wrong, we will express our views politely, peacefully, but firmly. Last year, we read in our local newspaper that our local county council, Wyre Borough Council, were involved in what was called the Navajo Project. That is a project to make Wyre Borough Council more inviting to homosexual and lesbian people. Part of this Navajo Project would include putting gay literature in public buildings. I was very concerned about what I read in the newspaper, as seeing as though my council tax was being used to promote homosexuality. In order to make sure of our facts, we rang Wyre Borough Council and asked for copies of the minutes of the council meeting that had been approved for the Navajo Project. After reading these minutes and understanding what the Navajo Project was about, I phoned a local council officer who was running the project. I told him I was a Christian and was deeply concerned about the Navajo Project. The council official said it was part of their diversity policy. I asked him, in that case, would I be allowed to put Christian literature on display alongside the gay-friendly leaflets which Wyre Borough Council was going to display in our public buildings. I was told no, that the gay community would find it discriminatory and offensive. I replied I would find their leaflets, what they were proposing, to be very discriminatory and offensive. Throughout this conversation, I remained polite, and as far as I was concerned, all I was doing was expressing my views to an official of our local council regarding disagreeing with the policies of the council. Some weeks later, Helen and I received a visit from two police officers. My wife, Helen, answered the door. One of them asked her, are you Mrs. Roberts, who was making complaints to the police about incidents involving problems in the children's playground and at the five-a-side football pitch was opposite our house? She said, yes, I am. He asked her, could she speak to us? So she asked him inside. Once he was inside the house, he pulled out of his jacket a list of papers. He told us he had come to see us because of a complaint from Wyre Borough Council concerning homophobic phone calls that we had made to the council concerning the Navajo Project. He told me that discriminate and offensive behaviour came under the category of a hate crime. I asked him to sit down so we could discuss the complaints. We explained to him that as Christians we had no hatred whatsoever of homosexuals. We made it quite clear that it's not homosexual people personally that we are against. What we are against and what we are opposed to is council publishing and promoting homosexuality. We discussed Wyre Borough Council diversity policy. I told him all we wanted was to be given the same rights to display Christian literature alongside the Navajo ones. We told him our armed forces is in Iraq. We're fighting a war to give the people of that country the democratic right to voice opinions. And yet in our own country, Wyre Borough Council, were denying us that right. The two police officers were in our house for over 80 minutes. As we have said in our letter to Lancashire County Police, the individual officers were polite, but they did make it quite clear that we could not express our views to the council or anyone else. We were told we were treading on eggshells, and it was made quite clear that we could be arrested and prosecuted. However, they never told us what crime we had committed or were supposed to have committed, and we still do not know. Since our case is at the headlines, we have received a huge amount of support from the members of the public. People have come to us on the streets to say they agree with our stand that we are taking. We've had letters from all over the country. Some people have even addressed their letters to Joe and Helen Roberts Fleetwood, and the letters have been delivered. And I have not had a single letter disagreeing with what we have done. My wife and I want to make it perfectly clear that we do not hate homosexuals or anyone else. However, we are committed Christians and our views on homosexuality are in line with the traditional teachings of the Christian Church. In my life, I have known several homosexual people. Christians must love their neighbour, no matter who they are. That is what I believe. We are going to take legal action concerning and regarding bringing a court action against the council and the police because they have refused either to apologise for what they have done or to say what possible crime we have committed. We have not threatened anyone or expressed hatred of anyone. We merely expressed disagreement with the police of our local council, and it is for that reason alone, that we have been visited by the police in the hope of silencing us and making us frightened of expressing our Christian opinions and points of view. They will not be successful. We will not allow Wyre Borough Council or Lancaster Police to intimidate us. Thank you.